Well, happy Thursday and welcome to another edition of Perspectives from WFSU Public Media. I'm Tom Flanagan, and it is a joy to have you at the other end of the radio waves, the telephone line, the email machine, the Twitter account, and the multiple ways we have to communicate with each other nowadays through all of these many, many platforms. Hope you've enjoyed also the start of the annual legislative session, now off and running in downtown Tallahassee, and we'll keep you apprised on those goings on every weeknight during the legislative session, a little program called Capitol Report, which you can hear locally at 6:30 Eastern right here on these airwaves. One thing that we wanted to bring to these airwaves this morning, however, is a relatively new initiative because, as we said during the lead-in back before NPR and Gina's News, kind of, what, 70 is the new 50 and 80 is the new 60 or whatever. We are living longer. We are retiring later. And we're having more on the other side of that retirement divide between the regular workaday world and what comes later. And for a lot of folks, it's an opportunity to reinvigorate, to refresh, to revitalize our own skills and involvement in those places where we live. And since there is now a big push to bring more folks of the retirement age into Leon County and the surrounding area, it seems like we wouldn't want all of that to go to waste. So that's kind of what we're talking about here today on this Perspectives as we jump into something called Third Act. And let's go around and meet the panel and find out what that entails and how it impacts all of us. First of all, back to these microphones, Antonio Montoya, Executive Director of Domi Station and a regular here. Good to see you, Antonio.
Thanks for having me.
Speaking of regular, my gosh, 2 weeks ago, Christina, we had you on, Christina Paredes, who is director of the Leon County Office of Economic Vitality, here to talk about this, too. You are so plugged in.
Yes, thank you. I'm very excited to be here. It's a great opportunity to talk about the third act.
Very good. Barbara Westcott, CEO and founder of Swellcoin and co-founder of Women Wednesdays, joins us as well. How's it going, Barbara?
It's going fantastic. Thank you.
And how was Women Wednesdays yesterday?
It was wonderful. We had Lee Hinkle, and she was really inspirational.
I just saw a beautiful new portrait of Lee down at Tallahassee Memorial. Since she sits on that board there, and you're on your way out of the parking lot, and hi, Lee.
Yes.
she's right there, and kind of the progenitor of this whole thing, Leon County District 3 Commissioner Rick Miner. And Commissioner, good to see you, sir.
Hello, Tom. It's good to be back.
And it is also good that we had this little chat to put this thing together. Give us the overview. What exactly is Third Act, and how did that concept develop here locally?
Well, I was part of the original group of Choose Tallahassee, which, as you know very well, was a group of community leaders that were promoting the great quality of life that Tallahassee has out to the rest of the country in the hopes of attracting retirees to come relocate to Tallahassee. Baby boomers are retiring at the rate of 10,000 a day in this country, and they will for the next 10 years. We're seeing a tremendous shift of this, you know, business wisdom and institutional knowledge and just, you know, business acumen that is retiring. And so stemming from that, I met with Antonio of Domi Station last summer, I think, to talk about this idea. Like, what can we do to capture that wisdom and experience and use that in a way to benefit the community? So we talked about establishing this entrepreneurial environment at Domi Station for seniors or 50 plus. You know, whether they're retirees, empty nesters, people that have maybe worked at state government or some other job, you know, punching in their clock for the last 30 years. But maybe they've had this kernel of an idea that they wanted to pursue, a dream that they wanted to pursue. And as they enter this next stage of their lives, maybe their kids have gone on to college or moved out of the house, they might have the freedom now to pursue that dream. And so we've talked about Third Act being a mechanism where people can come to Domi Station and have that opportunity.
How has that been going, Antonio? Because the last time I was down at Domi Station, it was primarily 20 and 30-somethings that were collaborating and holding little ad hoc meetings and doing all kinds of really crazy and productive things down there. Is that an environment that someone in their 50s, 60s, even 70s might be comfortable in?
Well, that is a little bit part of what we're trying to do. So, first of all, we, you know, since I arrived, you know, I was kind of like presented this idea and I met, you know, the original founders and so on. But when I started to look at the people that are at Domi every day, that's really not the picture, right? There's a lot of people from all ages, from all genders. It's a very diverse community, right? But I have to say that probably the impetus at the beginning was, hey, this is for young entrepreneurs, people that are students, how to retain them. But as I was looking, I mean, in fact, is when I did my report last year, 12 months ago, mm-hmm. to the county, and I said, this is our largest group of people that come to Domi for events are women, right? Barbara West got 2,000 people to her events in 2018 fiscal year, right? So when you really look at the demographics, the story is different. But as we have been looking at the people that are coming in, and I just was making this comment, I think yesterday to you guys, I just got this thing from a gentleman that is working for state government that is saying, hey, I'm about to retire and I'm interested in starting my consulting practice and I want to know how to incorporate. I want to know how to set my pricing. I don't know. So, and this is not an exception. This is a very common occurrence. And this is, again, just one different example. Barbara herself is a great example, in my opinion, right? And she's someone that, you know, she's done her job as a mom, you know, and she had a little business going on the side, and now she says, no, I want to do something that scales. I want to do something big with technology, you know. So, again, we've had this happening. I think that what we want to make sure is that we are more intentional so that people feel welcome. And there's tiny little things that we're trying to figure out. That's why we're engaged in this program.
Okay, so Barbara Westcott, you could be like a mentor as well. You, you know, no one wants to be when you were in a group and they say, are there any questions? No one wants to ask the first question. But when you say, okay, who has the second question? All the hands go up. You are kind of the groundbreaker or one of the groundbreakers in that regard. And folks, you know, could come to you and say, well, how do you do this?
Yeah, I think that's true. But like you alluded to, when Domi first started, it was sort of more focused on sort of the college age entrepreneur. But the reality is that women are the fastest growing group of entrepreneurs. And so just working with Domi, we, from the work that I wanted to do and wanted to see, we just wanted to have more women there. And the average age of a woman entrepreneur is around 40 or 50 years of age. So in actuality, women are just exactly the type of, you know, entrepreneur that'll come into a program like Third Act.
Is this helpful to Christina Paredes when it comes to a recruitment of new business and industry? We talk about turnkey workforce development for, yes. You know, you go to someone like Amazon or something and say, hey, we got all these facilities, all these workforce potentials here for you. But to have this layer in there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Like the commissioner mentioned when he first kicked off his inspiration for the Third Act, harnessing the knowledge that the individuals that Third Act is targeting, 50 plus, is really important. In 2018, we did a study taking a look at our entrepreneurial ecosystem and incubator system and accelerators, and we noticed that there's a lack of mentorship opportunities. So the ability not only to attract using Third Act to attract people to encourage them to start their own business, but also encourage them to give back and take an opportunity to mentor those who are starting. That all enhances that entrepreneurial ecosystem that we have. And that's really important, too, to grow the health of that.
By the way, you are welcome to be part of this conversation as well here on Perspectives if you're just joining us. Third Act, a new initiative in, regarding actually private and public partnership within our community to leverage the skills and the expertise of folks who either are retired or on the cusp of that or thinking about changing their life's trajectory. 850-414-1234 is the telephone number, of course, or you can drop us an email, perspectives@wfsu.org, on that. Commissioner Rick Miner, the generational divide, though, that even as we were saying before the program began, reared its head in the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday, the OK Boomer thing and all of that. Younger folks who maybe have a great deal of tech savvy and the ability to think outside the box and all. When you sit them down with someone with a long
lifespan of experiences and all that. Is there a communication gap that we sometimes have to deal with or what?
There definitely is. And Antonio can probably speak to this. I mean, the Domi station has education modules that help people bridge that technology gap that they might have. You know, there's a new app every week. And, you know, I use Facebook and Twitter and sometimes Instagram. But, you know, the new ones du jour that come up, I mean, I can't keep up. The 20-somethings that are now, you know, the entrepreneurs that are just finishing school, I mean, they know where these things in and out. Florida AARP has told us that as people retire, they face a fork in the road. Some of them will withdraw really from the community and become more insular. But others, the ones that thrive once they retire, are the ones that find a new sense of purpose, a renewed mission for themselves. They're entering their third act. Now, do they have a purpose where they can contribute either as a mentor for a group of very hardworking millennials that are working on a great startup idea? Or do they have this own idea that they want to pursue that they've had in their heads for the last 30 years? Or do they simply want to just be a team member of something that wants to do something great? You know, all those things are things that Third Act can offer to 50-plus people that are looking for that renewed sense of purpose as they enter retirement.
And that is something that I think we can continue this on the other side of the break, the discussion that the strongest organizations are the ones with the most diverse skill sets, demographic makeup, and ability to approach problems from different directions. We're talking about Third Act here on WFSU Public Media's Perspectives, and we'll be right back. On Perspectives, talking about Third Act, and a reminder, you can always find Perspectives online at WFSU.org. Just go to our URL, click on radio, pull down the local programs menu, and then Perspectives is amongst the offerings. You can click there. We archive past shows, try to have the most recent program that appears on the radio up online within 24 hours of when it actually airs, so you can go back and catch it in case you missed any of us. Antonio Montoya, Christina Paredes, Barbara Westcott, and Leon County Commissioner for District 3, Rick Miner, our guest here on the Third Act thing. And Antonio Montoya, let's talk about that. And the changing concept of retirement. You're right. I keep talking about retirement as though it's fait accompli at age 65. We know that's not real. That doesn't happen that much anymore, does it?
Well, I think that you mentioned something important, is that we are all living longer and we're staying active longer, right? So That's why we call this the third act, because we feel that life is becoming a series of acts, right? There's some things you do at certain times. And there's this interesting time, you know, some people may buy a porch or, you know, sell the house, going to live in an RV. But some people might want to rethink their life and how they are going to contribute to society, right? And I feel that that is what the spirit from our discussions, because we've been talking with a lot of people in that demographic. It's like, no, I just wanna do what I wanted to do, as Commissioner said, or I just wanna give back, or I just wanna do something that has meaning, right? And I feel that that is a little bit the spirit behind this, and then have a community where they can do it, right? So, you know, that's really what we want to do at Domi, is open that community so that they can do what they want to do.
You've had a few success stories. Mark Powell with HWIN and RMS, he was one of the original Domi cohorts when he started, one of the first people that I met, retired from NOAA, if I'm not mistaken, and had a business idea, implemented it, and his company was bought by RMS, and now he's located off of Gaines Street and near College Town, hiring talent from FSU, just a wonderful individual, and started right there out of Domi Station.
It's a perfect example.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lifelong learners. and people that give back too.
And we certainly have the infrastructure that supports that when it comes to the programs out of the university, our terrific community college, et cetera, et cetera. So that is there too, that infrastructure too. I always wanted to learn about archaeology. And yet I may not have to go and pursue a full-blown degree in it. There are chances for me to pick up on that, but still to have that thing. How did you get into business, Barbara? I've always been fascinated with your story.
Well, I'm glad that you've been fascinated. I had an idea, and I think for a lot of entrepreneurs, there's a problem you want to solve. And for me, the problem I wanted to solve is, you know, the changes because of Amazon that remote spending has taken spending out of communities. So for me, it was about having an idea and trying to make it happen. And thankfully for me, there was a place like Domi that came along because as a stay-at-home mom, you don't have the network. I didn't necessarily out of the workplace for quite a while. And so being able to go to a place where you can get education support, but the all-important thing is collaboration. You talked about mentoring. Really, some of your best mentoring sometimes comes from the people that you're collaborating with. And then team building is incredibly important. And again, if you're able to go to a place like Domi Station, surrounded by other entrepreneurs, able to connect and collaborate, the chances of success are just so much higher. So it's been a game changer to be a part of that.
Well, speaking of Domi, and by the way, 850-414-1234 is the number. Perspectives at WFSU.org is the email. I think we have another Domi alum who is joining us now by phone named Ken. Ken, welcome to Perspectives. Thanks for giving us a call. How you doing? Hello, Ken.
Yes, you're on. How you doing today?
Real good. Thank you.
I wanted to touch base. Number one, I love your show. Number two, I did go through the Domi Station. In fact, I just turned 65. I was there probably a year or two ago, and they were helping me develop my multifunctional nozzle attachment, which is a device that can quickly attach five different adapters to a lawn blower. Everyone loved the idea, but it just wasn't the same caliber of invention or idea that was circulating with my group of cohorts. Now I'm listening to the show about the Act 3, and I love it. I'm wondering, can I get back in and find out about the prototyping, the marketing, the licensing, and just some ideas as to where do I go next with this patent?
What a great question. We got the answers right here.
Yes, of course. You need to come back. That's exactly what we want.
But is that an example, the type of thing? I mean, that is a very practical application concept here.
That is exactly the case. You see, somebody that has been thinking about this and, you know, he wants to make it happen. So that's the kind of people that we want to support. And we want to become better at it because, as, you know, the commissioner mentioned and Barbara, initially it was more focused on college age kids and, you know, early startup ideas. And quite frankly, we didn't have a whole lot of resources. But fortunately, we have been able to grow our capacity so we can better support people now particularly if they're in the third act, which is a little
different.
And Ken,
congratulations for not giving up on that idea. I know Antonio would be really excited to connect you back in.
Yeah.
But then you have the, as he said, the other types of things, the ancillary skill sets. You know, how do you market? How do you identify the target market for this? How do you promote, advertise, et cetera, supply chains? It's complicated stuff.
You know, one thing, Tom, that I'm totally stealing Antonio's thunder about this because this is totally something he mentioned to me a few weeks ago was that, you know, Domi Station doesn't necessarily focus on the idea and trying to bring the success to the idea. It's great when it happens. But the main focus, and this is Antonio talking, is really a focus on the entrepreneur and the mentoring and all that that collaboration that takes place. Because what truly happens in the entrepreneurial world is you'll fail, and then you'll have a big success. You know, it's basically an investment in the entrepreneur and the idea that you're investing in the person rather than one particular specific idea. Is that correct, Antonio? Is that pretty much what you were telling me before?
Yeah. I mean, like there's a saying in the startup world is that, you know, ideas are cheap, right? Everybody has ideas. But ideas with execution, that's what provides the value, right? So think about it, right? You know, if there's no execution, you got a great idea. Well, you know. So – and actually, I'm going to do this. So we have an event next week. And we're going to be talking with entrepreneurs. These are student entrepreneurs that are coming and visiting the area. But they've been at it for 6 years. And this is about an invention called the TennyBot, right, which is like a Roomba for tennis courts. Think about it. You're practicing tennis, and you have all 200 balls that you have to pick up. Then you have a little robot that goes and picks them up for you. It's kind of cool, right? Anyway, so you would think that's a brilliant idea. What? 6 years of slog, of rejections, of issues. We're going to talk about that with these entrepreneurs that are starting to see a sliver of success. So not necessarily, it's not age-related. It is really that, as you said, it's a very hard thing to do. So we're going to talk about that next week at the Railroad Craft House.
Okay. All right. That'll be coming up next week. Because I know something kind of related to that that's, excuse me, coming up on Saturday. And I think that's the Gorilla Bots, which is one of our young robotic clubs. They are hosting a regional robotic competition that is going to be, I think, out at Swift Creek Middle School. It's going to be going on Saturday. So we got to get some of those kids in there, too. You talk about ideas and to see what they
Send
have come
the
up with.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, get them out to David Brightbill at Making Awesome or one of those other places, which, again, is another resource we have. Commissioner, you had mentioned about the other partners who are involved in the Third Act Initiative here, beyond the folks certainly just here at this table. Who else we got here?
Well, as Antonio had mentioned before, I mean, diversity in the entrepreneurial environment is really key. I mean, the exchange of ideas and the exchange of perspectives, hence the name of this program, actually. So, you know, we've reached out to the Big Bend Minority Chamber, the Capital City Chamber of Commerce, Florida AARP.
SBDC,
FAMU's SBDC with Keith Bowers and Antonio Jefferson. It's really important for us to cultivate an environment where people that are 50 years old or older can come, as well as regardless of what demographic they might come from too, because that's really when you get the biggest bang for your buck is those different perspectives and exchanging those different ideas to collaborate.
So you put all of this together, and let's just kind of do some blue sky brainstorming here for just a moment. Is there any way to, and this may be your bailiwick here, Christina, where you start looking at what the community needs? Mm-hmm. Probably not another mattress store. We have a bunch of those. Although, I don't know, if someone comes up with a different concept, woe betide. Well, you know, go for it. But what do we need as far as a community is concerned? And how do you connect people who may have a solution to those needs with the resources they need to just to fill that?
Oh, absolutely.
Niche.
When you know, I think Third Act certainly does connect one of those needs. Like we talked earlier, we need mentors. We need the ability for people to sit down and share their business wisdom or share their ideas to help promote that execution. Antonio and Domi and Innovation Park, you guys developed a network to connect mentorships for that opportunity.
Yeah, actually, it is it's called the Mentor Network, and it was with FSU, our initial partner, but now we have Innovation Park, TCC, and FAMU involved as well. And it's a place where people that want to get engaged as mentors in the community, they can very quickly get engaged. We have a little bit of training, and then they have a platform where we act as a concierge so that they can, you know, get the requests, put them in their calendar easy. We have a monthly night meeting where it's called Mentor Nights. Entrepreneurs come and pitch to the night, and again, it's open to all the members, all the partners in Tallahassee that are working with entrepreneurs. So, you know, sometimes they can get entrepreneurs from FSU or entrepreneurs from Innovation Park or from Domi, and they're going to hear those pitches. And we can do a little bit of group mentoring, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It's a great concept. So you get basically like a mini board of directors, you know, asking you the questions and, you know, making you think about your business. So it's a very powerful powerful thing. Yeah.
But, well, we need more people to put in their time to give back to that and help take those ideas to execution. And I think Third Act does a really great job. It helps. Choose Tallahassee is another great partner in this effort. I know Commissioner Minor mentioned it earlier, but as we're working to attract more talented individuals and lifelong learners into the community, really building that connection into Domi Station and our entrepreneurial ecosystem is huge too.
Perhaps the biggest impediment to a lot of entrepreneurial activity, however, is money. How are we doing as far as capital availability in this market? A couple years ago, we had a similar panel to this in this very room, and that's what I heard. Oh, we got all these great ideas. We have a lot of the infrastructure already in place, but you go and try to get it funded so you can launch this enterprise, and you keep getting doors slammed in your face. How are we doing in that regard?
Our ecosystem is improving. Of course, you could always use more funding for individuals. There are several opportunities for small business loans that we collaborate with partners on. I know there's a couple institutions that are making announcements soon. We're working with the Appalachia Regional Planning Council to take $250,000 and hopefully leverage that into a $1 million revolving loan program for high-risk businesses and target minority and women small businesses with that program. So hopefully you'll hear some more announcements about that availability as we move forward. But we hosted during Startup Week, we hosted a design think conversation with how we can continue to build that ecosystem. And you're seeing some entrepreneurs receive investments. I know Footy just received received an investment. Innovation Park does their tech grant. Applications are open now. So if you have a really great idea, please submit that and get with Innovation Park so you can get up to what – Barbara, you're a past winner of that.
I won $10,000 from that.
So we're in the presence of a winner of the tech grant. So that's another opportunity to receive some funding that way.
And this prospects for Tallahassee being a thriving environment that would – be of interest to angel investors is pretty high. I mean, look, the Jim Rand College of Entrepreneurship. I mean, that is laying the groundwork for a really bright future.
Absolutely. You know, because as our ecosystem grows and we get more visible, you attract more attention of VCs and VC companies. We had a large global company in town in November, and they were mining ideas and research out at the universities, and because their company supports has a venture capital component of that, and they had some really great and encouraging things to say about our ecosystem and the growth that we're headed in. So it was nice to hear that validation from a large global company.
Beyond that, though, there's another consideration. And Commissioner, maybe you can help us out here. Since your district abuts what everyone has been wringing their hands over, the poorest zip code in the state of Florida, which is 32304. Although some of that may be skewed by the fact that you do have a lot of students there who don't have day jobs, and that may have something to do with that number there. But can you target this geographically to say, hey, we need more this here rather than there?
We can. I mean, I'm very familiar with 32304 from my work at Second Harvest. It's a zip code that we delivered a lot of food to and continue to, although I'm not at Second Harvest any longer. But yes, we can. We can. You know, there's a lot of untapped potential that I think Third Act can help us realize. If you're listening now and you are entering your Third Act, if you're 50 plus and your kids are out of the house now, you might be thinking about that Third Act of your life. If you have either some business wisdom you think you can impart upon folks at Domi Station, or you want to join a team, or you have this idea that's been in your head for 30 years, go to domistation.com. I'm pulling a plug in for Antonio and his team. Get involved, because if you haven't been there before, it's a really great environment of people that there's electricity in the air when you walk into that building. And if you've got some – if you're looking for a renewed sense of purpose as you're approaching retirement – that could be a very good place for you to go and find what you're looking for.
And that seems to be kind of, I don't want to say the new normal, but we're evolving into that as collaborative workspaces spring up all over the place. I know we have several Beyond Domi station here in town. Not to give props to the competition there, Antonio, but when you have groups of entrepreneurs together in a single place, the possibilities for collaboration and cooperation and coming up with new ideas and that free flow that goes on here. You know, open space concept isn't just for houses. It's also now for the business environment. A lot of neat things can happen, Barbara.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, just to go back to what you were saying, Rick, talking about, you know, entrepreneurs in 30304, black women are the absolute fastest growing group of entrepreneurs. They're six times faster than any other startup group, growing at a rate of 322%. So, I mean, we're especially blessed here in Tallahassee with FAMU and an incredible community and, you know, reaching out and inviting people. I think for a lot of entrepreneurs, when you're first starting out, it's a little bit scary to step out and come into a place and share your ideas. But I think it's really good for people in the community, all people in the community, to recognize that we really want you to come in. We want to hear what you're working on and want you to be a part of this important ecosystem.
The Third Act Initiative we're talking about here on this edition of Perspectives from WFSU Public Media, Antonio Montoya, Christina Paredes, Barbara Westcott, and Rick Miner, our special guests. And you're invited too at 850-414-1234. We'll be right back. Perspectives and Third Act, which sounds like someone who you normally hear on Sundays here on public radio. I wonder who that could possibly be. But our third act is what happens after the workaday life is over or changed or the kids are gone or you have just a different sort of life experience at some point and you want to do something that you haven't done before. Antonio Montoya, that is something that you brought up here as far as being able to even self-fund your own entrepreneurial aspirations. If you are like 55 and maybe, it should be 59 and a half. Let's use the federal tax code, shall we? And you got access to that 401k, a little bit of retirement juice there. You are in a better position to maybe start a business than someone who is just out of FSU or FAM.
That's absolutely right. And there's actually provisions in the tax code where you can take that money and invest it in the self-directed fund. So you become your own investor without incurring penalties, right? You know, so those are the kinds of things that an entrepreneur that is 50 plus can do, right? And that probably someone that's 25 and has $200,000 in debt, you know, for college might not be able to do. But the reality is, and the reason why I want to bring these people into the fold is that some of them might not want to do the work, but might be great investors. You know, might start as a mentor, and then eventually that relationship can turn into an investment opportunity. Those are the angels, right? And again, there's a lot of this capacity that, again, comes with age, comes with time, comes with success that people can bring in as part of the Third Act program.
For the diversity of community, though, Christina, this is something you and I chatted about many times before. At one time, Tallahassee and Gainesville flip-flopping back and forth constantly as being the youngest communities in Florida. We're still kind of in the top 10 in that regard for sure. But What does it mean to a community to have more diversity of demographics within its confines?
Oh, it helps build our social infrastructure, Tom, and that ability for exchanging ideas. When you look at our blueprint, for example, building that infrastructure, they're building infrastructure for 8 to 80s. So, and you know, you have, you know, people coming up with ideas, the people that are spending the money, and the people giving that back in that third act. So it's really important that we are an inclusive community and a diverse community for the exchange of ideas. And Barbara mentioned you can see that every Wednesday at our Women Wednesdays. You have women from all walks of life in there taking the opportunity to exchange ideas and build a community and hopefully build their business as a result of that.
Do you have any instances where that's happened? You don't have to mention names if you don't want to,
yeah,
Barbara. But
it has. I mean, I will mention. I'll tell you about Chrissy Saunders. You might know her. She has Kitschy Wearable Art. And then we have April Fitzpatrick, who's an artist. They collaborated and, you know, there's several examples where women have met there, come together, and then started collaborating on their business. So and that happened to me too. I mean, that's how I've built my team to do some of the things that I've been doing, is the people that, you know, you start out, you connect there, but then the more you get to know each other and support each other, you know, you start finding some interest in each other's, you know, efforts. And, you know, something that I might not know, someone else might know and might be able to help with. So it happens. It's, you know, it's like a collision environment, and the more you connect and with other people, the opportunities are endless.
Well, you know, we are a political town, and Commissioner Minor, I'm just wondering here, when you have more people working together, collaborating, exchanging ideas, expertise, and all of that, it may make a community not only more exciting and all of that and more prosperous, hopefully, but also more governable, because you don't have maybe people running off in more extreme directions as often.
Well, I can tell you it is a blessing and an honor to be an elected official in Leon County, because people here collaborate. They care about each other, and we exchange ideas, and we seek out diversity in different perspectives in the work that we do. And so that it is a pleasure and an honor to be working in this community because of that. And to work with folks like Antonio and Christina and Barbara, I mean, this is a great idea. It's a great initiative, and people are really excited about it. One thing that I know before we started to end up, I know Antonio wanted to talk about, if there are people out there that want to explore this, what can they do to go get involved?
Yes, it is good. Connections. We build connections on this program. So what do we do, Antonio?
So the first thing is we have a website. It's called domistation.org. And if you go to the third act tab, I mean, there's a communities tab, and then you come to third act, or you can say domistation.org/third act, one word. So that's, you know, where you can get. We have a little survey, you know, where you can tell us a little bit about your third act if you're still not sure, you know, what you want to do. You can set up an appointment there, and then we're going to – actually, I'm the person that is taking those appointments. So you can come and meet with me, and we can talk about what you're doing. There is a calendar of events right there in the same webpage and all the upcoming things. And as far as events go, I want to mention again that we're going to have two events with Women Wednesdays. I'm very excited about it. We're going to have a panel of third actors, and we're still finalizing the details, so I don't want to give too much out, but that's going to be March, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in April, early April, hopefully, we're going to do a workshop. And I'm very excited about that workshop. So, but anyway, I can't put all the details out because we're still working that with Barbara. We are also going to be doing a workshop in conjunction with AARP. It's called Working for Yourself After 50. So details are going to come out pretty soon. Again, you just go to our website. You can also subscribe to the newsletter, and that way you can get the emails and stuff like that. And then last but not least, we're going to be at the Senior Center next week at the annual Active Living Expo. And I know it's like Senior Center, but it's not just, you know, you don't need to be retired. That's the thing, you know, I'm over 50, but I don't consider myself a senior, you know. But it's open to anybody. And it's on January 23rd and 24th. They're focused a lot is like, you know, how to get these keep these people engaged working? That seems to be a question, and it's a lot of the focus of this Active Living Expo, and we're going to be a part of it.
For those folks who have never been by the Tallahassee Senior Center, it kind of turns the old perception of what happens at those sort of places totally on its head. I have never seen more active, engaged, involved, creative, enthusiastic people in my life. It is almost scary.
Thank you. I was there yesterday, too, and there was a huge pickleball match going on and everybody hollering. I was like, it was pretty neat to be able to see that.
Vicious competition at the Tallahassee Senior Center. It is.
And then again, you know, I reiterate, the Craft House next Wednesday, 22nd, 5:30 p.m. is going to be a blast. It's a free event. Of course, you know, if you are over 50, one of the advantages, you can actually drink something, right? Some of the students might not be able to drink, you know, the liquor. But there will be tagged, I guess, or something. But anyway, but it's going to be a great event and a great conversation about an entrepreneur and their journey. So
I'm wondering, Christina Paredes, this is something I can't imagine having this conversation like 15 years ago.
No, we have grown a lot as a community, especially in our entrepreneurial ecosystem. It was funny at the we had a meeting of the organization of all of our entrepreneurial partners today, and had a conversation of everything that's happened since 2011 and how far we've grown. I mean, we are home to now the only public college for entrepreneurship, and how exciting is that? The growth that we've had, the diversity of thought. And that supporting our need for demographic diversity, it's just really great to see Domi Station, how far they've come. You're just starting to see a lot of activity around the TCC, Center for Innovation, downtown, and what they're moving towards for theirs, and what Innovation Park is created, a wet lab incubator space out there that did not exist just a year ago. So it's really exciting to be able to harness the entrepreneurs within that science, applied science base, which is a targeted industry of ours. And I mean, I'm very excited about what the next 5 years kind of holds. And just to be a part of the story is an honor.
As this community continues to evolve, because again, going back 15 years or even more than that, if you did not have some kind of position within state government or the two universities or the community college or Tallahassee Memorial Hospital, one of the major employers, you were kind of SOL. You really were, and there were very few other options in this community.
Yeah, and we just got the latest round of our GDP statistics updated, and you can see the growth of the private sector GDP, and our public sector is continuing to shrink down. So we really are growing into a private industry-based community, and you're seeing that in job growth opportunities. You know, we're very fortunate to have the public sector here that kind of buoys us when times get rough or tight in economic times. But, you know, we're growing and our population's increasing, and things like Third Act just make us even more attractive as people think of where am I going to do my Third Act? How can I go and continue to be a lifelong learner? How can I take an opportunity to give back? How can I help a young business start? And I think opportunities like what Commissioner Miner and Domi Station and Barbara are doing just help add to that.
And Barbara, you can always be a mentor, as we said at the outset.
That's right.
Here. If someone wants to know, how do you do this and get my dream realized, just talk to Barbara Westcott.
That's right. Well, and then the other thing is just recognize that every single Wednesday we have Women Wednesdays, but we invite everybody to come to that, you know, men and women. And so that's a great way to come in and connect. We have a speaker every single week and then free co-working every Wednesday. So it's a great way and an easy way to get connected.
Because the people who have the creative ideas very often are not too savvy when it comes to the other side of the equation, of the nuts and bolts mm-hmm. of actually putting together an organization, running a business, keeping it from falling off the rails. So
that's right. Everybody has different skill sets.
That is true. And the more we have, the better we have. So Commissioner Miner, looking ahead, because I know this is going to come up, is this going to require a huge investment in public sector funding, or is this kind of a self-sustaining sort of initiative?
Well, one thing that we're doing, not so much me, but Antonio and his team are talking with potential sponsors of Third Act. And I'll sit in the meeting, but it's more appropriate for Antonio and his team to actually do the sales pitch and make the ask. But that's one thing that we've been doing. And also I know that Antonio has been working with OEV and Christina. OEV has been very supportive of Third Act, and it's a terrific amount of support from them.
Yeah. So if I may address that question. So Domi Station is a 501c3 nonprofit for a reason. This type of endeavor is typically not a very profitable endeavor. And because of the way that we have chosen to do it, which is we don't take equity, basically it's just a service that this is a need that the founders thought was prevalent in the community. They wanted to make it happen, right? We do have some sources of operating revenue that are based on our co-working. We're trying to increase our footprint so that we can have, you know, a larger space and then, therefore, larger recurring revenue. But a lot of the programs that have to do with supporting entrepreneurs are heavily subsidized. So in this particular case, we are looking for sponsors. So thank you very much for the opportunity to mention this on air. if you think that this is something that you would like to support, if the audience, somebody is interested in that, I am very interested in entertaining that conversation because we do need basically to staff the program right now. It's basically I am doing this part-time in addition to my role as executive director, and we are looking for someone to hire somebody, but I cannot do it until I have enough funding so I can promise that person at least a year.
But there's also a commensurate potential return on that investment from a sponsor. If that sponsor is looking for expertise in a particular type of area, the more people that you are able to bring into the Third Act track, if you will, the more potential there is to have someone that's exactly what we need at our organization. You know,
there's a lot of opportunities for the sponsors. Of course, to return back. But if you think about it, you know, when I look at some of the companies that have come out of Domi, Vail, DV AppSox, H-Wind, right? What's the value of having those companies in the community? Right. What's the value of the jobs that are being created? What's the value of, you know, the money that comes to town and stays in town? What's the value of, you know, renovating two warehouses and turning them into active economic engines for the community? Right. So those are the things that we need to think about, and that's what we do. What we do.
A little bit later on, we'll be talking about another opportunity here. There is a I guess you could call it a strip. It's a formerly kind of nondescript, gritty part of town right across from TCC off of, Pensacola. And the entrepreneurs and business owners out there are putting together an interesting coalition of forces that we'll be talking about in just a bit. Those folks are getting out and marketing themselves too, which is interesting. And it's, with one or two exceptions, all locally owned and operated enterprises in that little area. So that's just a part of the fun that is commensurate with all this other stuff that we're talking about. Folks, it has been a wonderful discussion. And Antonio Montoya, the head guy at Domi Station, again, a plug for how people can interface with you guys and find out more about Third Act and or the other things going on at Domi.
Well, so you can come by the railroad, 914 Railroad Avenue. It's on the railroad complex across the street from the actual rail train station. It's a little warehouse. Online, domistation.org. You can connect with us. You can subscribe to our newsletter, find everything we're doing.
Which includes, of course, Women Wednesday, Barbara Westcott, and some other things you're involved with, right?
That's right. Yeah. And if my company, Swellcoin, if you want to earn cash back shopping our community, you can go to www.swellcoin.com and, and, you know, earn cash back while keeping jobs and money here in our own community.
See, an international financier on top of everything else.
That's right.
Remarkable story, Barbara Westcott. Christine Paredes, the Office of Economic Vitality for Leon County. You folks also have connections and resources?
Absolutely. If there's anything we can do to help support you in the growth of your business, please do give us a call. We love the opportunity to help you grow.
And any final thoughts from you, Commissioner Rick Miner of Leon County's District 3?
Well, thanks for having us, Tom. You know, we're hoping that Third Act will help brand Tallahassee and Leon County as a place where people can come, either people that live here already or from outside of town that want to engage in their Third Act.
Choose Tallahassee.
There you go. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it and enjoy the conversation immeasurably. Perspectives produced by WFSU Public Media in Tallahassee. Technical assistance from Taylor Cox today. Lydell Rawls on the interconnects. I'm Tom Flanagan. Speaking of acts, many consider master playwright Samuel Beckett's best work to be Endgame. Well, Tallahassee's Irish Repertory Theater tackles that production the end of this month and into the first part of February with performances in both Tallahassee and Crawfordville. Didn't know that, did you? We'll talk about it next week right here on Perspectives.
Perspectives is a production of WFSU Public Media. Log on to WFSU.org for online archives and podcasts.